This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Crews have made significant headway fighting the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the blaze is just over 139,000 acres and is 87% contained.
Fire official Mark Jamieson says that with little recent growth, the wildfire has entered a new phase. He's an operations section chief with the Southern Area Red Team, which is now monitoring hotspots.
If we let that fire just go and get big and the fire gets out again, well, that's just catch and release firefighting. And I don't approve of that. We want to finish this thing.
Jamieson says his crew has also started to repair damage done to the landscape by firefighting efforts. The Pine Gulch fire is now the largest wildfire in Colorado history. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado is launching a campaign to improve the health of young people through healthy relationships. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A recent statewide survey conducted last year found more high school students are experiencing depression. It also documented other trends like a sharp increase in teen use of ultra-potent pot products. But the survey found those who have a trusted adult they can talk to are less likely to experience feelings of depression, vape, or use marijuana. The Forward Together campaign starts running ads on TV and social media starting next week. It was developed in part by Teen Youth Advisors and will partner with local groups around the state. The effort was developed by the state's Health and Human Services agencies. I'm John Daly, CPR News.